This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston traffic now ranks among the worst in the world, according to at least one report. The Army Corps of Engineers found the Cape Cod bridges are functionally obsolete. And then there's the T. Transportation in Massachusetts. Just moments ago, Governor Maura Healey gave Monica Tibbetts Nutt the job of fixing it. Monica Tibbetts Nutt was the acting Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth. Acting is no longer in the title. Secretary, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your formal appointment.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Definitely very, very exciting for me. This is a dream job, and I'm very, very lucky to be able to do this in a permanent role.
Okay, so let's play with that a little bit. Why? Who would want this job, Secretary?
I mean, someone who has just been a lifelong proponent of transportation, whether you're talking about public transportation, better access to rural communities, making our highways safer. I'm just a geek when it comes to this stuff. So being able to actually play a role in addressing it, that's huge. That's something that not a lot of people get to take advantage of. And I'm psyched to be able to do it.
I want to underscore the lifelong. I want to underscore the geek for a second. We have heard lots of transit and transportation advocates express respect for you. Here's MBTA Advisory Board Executive Director Brian Kane on our show in August when your interim appointment was first announced.
Monica is the real deal. She has been in this business for a long time. She's a planner by profession. She is a pro. And if the governor is listening, I would urge her to take the acting part of that title off right now and just appoint Monica as the next Secretary of Transportation.
Clearly the governor listening. I got to ask you, when does a little kid fall in love with roads and bridges and trains and buses? How does this become lifelong for a little kid?
I mean, I think for me, I grew up on a farm in Indiana, really, really small town, about 300 people. Came from a family that was lifelong manufacturing, lifelong blue collar. Not everyone in my family even had a high school diploma. I wanted better. My family wanted better for me. And so being able to ride a school bus an hour each day to be able to access a top-notch education. It allowed me to become a first-gen college student, allowed me to become first-gen graduate school, and also being able to take the train into Chicago, being able to take the Greyhound into cities to do my college tours. Transportation unlocks everything for people. And if you don't have a car, if you don't have access to public transit, that limits everything. Whether it's sending your kid to school, whether it's you getting a better, higher paying job, it is the lifeblood of this entire country. And the impact it can have on even one person's life like myself, it's huge. All these decades later, I still remember that. So for me, it is. Like I said, it's a gift to be able to hopefully allow that next generation to be able to dream much bigger.
You just painted a tableau for us. What part of it is most not true in Massachusetts right now? Somebody else who wants to live that dream you just laid out in transportation, what part is most broken or most not true for someone else right now?
I mean, I think people always want to point to the MBTA as the most broken part of the system. And obviously, there are a lot of challenges. The general manager has laid that out and laid out a plan to address it. What people don't spend a lot of time talking about is the housing crisis, how people have been forced to move outside of the inner core where there are less transportation options, less transit options. We have to make those better connections or you're isolating those people where they can afford to have a home, but they can't afford to go to work.
Give me a specific
example. And that, I think,
example.
Is the central.
Yeah, shout out a city and town and what needs to be fixed for them.
All right, let's go far west. Looking at Springfield, making investments in housing, full spectrum of housing, not just affordable housing, mid-price housing. You have employers there that want to get more employees to those areas. Those employees want to be able to work in Boston. What options do they have? They can drive on the highway, which you've already identified. We have some of the worst congestion in the world. Or they can take a train, but that train is not frequent. It's not the connections that need to be made. And yes, we are planning for better connections. We have federal funding for it, but it doesn't exist now. Look at Worcester. another place, small businesses, affordable housing. They have a commuter rail, they have regional transit, but that's it. And until you get the inner core to invest in housing, this is going to continue to happen. Until we make better transit to connect the communities outside of the inner core, this is going to continue to happen. This is impacting the quality of life for every single resident.
We're speaking with Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, who started the day as the acting Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth and is now the permanent Secretary of Transportation. All right, so this isn't where I thought we were going to go in this conversation, but in listening to you, what strikes me is how necessary it is then that this administration's strategy be integrated across the cabinet secretaries, and how important it is that you be able to work really in lockstep with the other secretaries and with the legislature. And forgive me for wondering if the legislature's role in this is going to be in lockstep. Let's talk about all of that.
So let's start with the cabinet first. The governor is constantly talking about whole of government, and she's not just saying it. It's true. Meeting with Secretary Howe, Economic Development, Secretary Augustus, Housing, Secretary Tepper, EEA, it's not just us seeing each other at cabinet meetings, it's us calling each other, our staffs calling each other, because if we are not in alignment on what our goals are, our priority projects, none of this is going to get done. The legislature plays a huge part in this. They've been great in opening up communication, talking to all of the secretaries. We are making sure we're communicating what we need from them. How this all plays out, I think, is still yet to come, quite honestly. We have the transportation bond bill, the housing bond bill. We're doing everything that needs to be done. Now it all needs to come together.
So then there's this MBTA Communities Act, and we've really seen the heat turn up on that. And for our listeners, that's part of a housing bill that was passed while Charlie Baker was governor. It requires cities and towns that have rapid transit, really pushes on them to change zoning to allow more multifamily housing within certain areas around rapid transit. We are seeing discomfort, in some cases pushback, from cities and towns around the changes that need to be made. How do you, as Secretary of Transportation, since you're the one, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, who just pulled out, right, held in relief this important relationship between housing and transportation, how do you apply pressure there? I mean, the Attorney General, Andrea Campbell, has talked about the legal compliance she'll be seeking. What's your role in making sure that Massachusetts cities and towns comply with this MBTA Communities Act?
It's just continuing to put the pressure, whether I'm talking about it on shows like this, whether we are building this into how we're prioritizing projects. We need to continue to push on the elected officials to do what not only needs to be done, not only what is outlined in the MBTA Communities Act, but quite honestly, what is the right thing to do.
So how
is this going to be difficult? Yes, we need them to relook at zoning. We need to make sure that we're making the investments in the communities that want to build housing. And you're going to see that whether it's in central or western Massachusetts, South Shore, North Shore, we are going to put the money as DOT in the places that have done the things that need to be done and where the residents are actually living.
I want to pull that out. You just said, basically, we're going to think about where we put our money. And the cities and towns that do what needs to be done are going to get the money. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes.
All right. So let's keep moving along. And we're speaking with the newly fully appointed Secretary of Transportation, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt. You were sworn in as acting secretary in September. Is there a difference between when you came in September and what you thought was going to be key, what you thought your key priorities were going to be, and today? As the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, what you now believe needs to be sort of in the top three on your dashboard?
It's been really consistent for me. I think when it's more buckets, infrastructure, top of mind.
What does that mean?
And whether you're talking about, so Cape Cod bridges, looking at the Tobin Bridge, Sumner Tunnel preparing for next summer, that's the infrastructure projects that are incredibly important. When we're talking about regional transportation, that's when you're talking about West East Rail. That's where you're talking about making better rail connections on the commuter rail, but also through our rail corridors. That's when it's coming to the service. And then the MBTA speeding up the removal of speed restrictions through 2024. That's once again focusing on service. I think the part that I now am going to have to continue to add pressure to is regional planning and how we're building in that housing, economic development with transportation, which is a role I did not have prior to becoming acting secretary.
Do you have full confidence in the plan that MBTA General Manager Phil Eng put out last week in greater detail for 2023 and then in rough detail for 2024 to eliminate all existing slow zones and any subsequent slow zones that might emerge by the end of 2024?
I do. It is a very thoughtful plan. It is a plan based on not just experience of those who have been at the MBTA for decades, but also the new people that the general manager has brought in from the rail industry. They are thinking thoughtfully. They're building the right team to do it, and they are getting as much support as they possibly can from the administration and MassDOT. This is the time to do something that's been decades in the making, and I am very, very confident they can deliver it.
You were talking about the importance of communication within the administration earlier in our conversation, Secretary Tibbetts-Nutt. There was a piece yesterday in the Commonwealth Beacon accusing the Massachusetts Department of Transportation of, I guess the word I'll use is, mismanaging communications last spring during the reporting of a Boston Globe story on MBTA employees living far from the work. The article was back in April. The Globe issued several corrections, ultimately fired the reporter that wrote the piece. Now, we've covered the T extensively. We've heard both criticism of approaches to communication and a sense that it's improving. I'm going to use a couple of examples again. MBTA Advisory Board Executive Director Brian Kane, first here on our show in May. Here he is.
Part of it is also the T has to get a lot better at expectation management and honesty and transparency with the riding public, because people, frankly, are starting to get a little sick of it.
But then again, last week on our show,
I think we'll be hearing a lot more from Phil. I think the public wants to hear more from Phil. I think they love seeing him out on the system. They love seeing his team out on the system. It's been a wonderful sea change at the authority and something that we need to continue to see.
Phil, of course, being Phil Eng, your response to the story or to criticism about poor communication from the MBTA or Mass Department of Transportation now that you are the one in charge?
It's about transparency. And I really like what Brian had to say. It is about setting expectations and being very honest when we are unsure of something. That has not been the way that this has been handled over, like I said, decades at the T. It just hasn't. That's what I want to do. I'm not going to hide the ball on something. I'm just not, because it doesn't serve the communities. It doesn't serve the residents, and they deserve better.
A year from now, if we're speaking with you, and I hope we will be, in November of 2024, a year after you've been Secretary of Transportation for a year, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, you will be successful if X.
If the speed restrictions are lifted on the MBTA, we have a solid plan for how to address the Cape Cod bridges and hopefully the beginning of a schedule for how to address it. And we will finally be able to talk more comprehensively about Central and Western Massachusetts and what our plans are for better connecting those regions and encouraging not just business growth, but especially housing. And honestly, I also hope we're cutting some ribbons on some new housing in the inner core. I really, really hope. Because if we are not, we are going to continue to suffer going into 2025 as well.
Monica Tibbetts-Nutt was named Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth just about an hour ago. Thanks so much for joining us here on Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.